This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Putting them cars together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday. Yeah. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
Wednesday! Here we are, the 24th of April is upon us. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. The sound for some may not be as good as it ought to be, but we'll fix that. In the meantime, sound. What is some things don't sound? Have you thought about this, Jay, as they look? You know, you hear this all the time. I hear it from people. You don't look like you sound. I remember one person telling me that she thought I was black. Excuse me.
Sometimes it makes you wonder, like, why people feel the need to say things sometimes. There was once I had somebody look at me and go, wow, I didn't think that you looked that way based on your sound. And I go, okay, what were you expecting? And she goes, well, looks me up and down and goes, not that. And I'm thinking, not okay, that. Ma'am, I'm going to need you to elaborate now.
Now, I would have said, thanks very much, and I'll see you later. That's what I would have said. Anyway, friends who don't act like friends, right? You know, people who say, oh, I don't want to hurt you, but yada, yada, yada. There is always that when it comes to sound and thought. You know, thoughts are things, and thoughts often betray who you really are, right? You can say things, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, you did. Otherwise, you wouldn't have said it. And so you hear, James, can you turn off the mic so that I don't hear myself through the circuit? Thank you very much. Anyway, I'm going to take a break here for a second. It's 9 past the hour on Good Day. All right, why do I hear myself? James?
Did you pat yourself back up?
On? Huh? I don't know what's going on.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Ooh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. All right, 11 after the hour on the Good Day program. I must apologize to listeners and stations who are carrying the program. We have a new studio facility, and some of the technical bugs and glitches haven't been worked out. So I what else can I do except apologize for what doesn't seem to be right, and so it isn't, and it's being worked on. So moving away from that focus, here's something that will really, really get you to think. There's a psychologist who's been sick for a long time, lives in Lima, Peru, and she's been fighting in court for years to let somebody euthanize her. Something that's done in England and many other so-called progressive countries. I think it should be allowed here. I don't think it's anybody's business whether you decide you want to commit suicide or you want to be euthanized.
If there's no quality of life and you're just waiting to die because of some illness, that is awful. Spend any amount of time with somebody in hospice care who clearly just is looking at the clock waiting and like, it is awful. And this person is a psychologist. They know the mental anguish. They have like a different kind of background than just somebody else, like your everyday run-of-the-mill person.
She has an incurable disease that has weakened her muscles to the point where she can't move. She's been bedridden for a couple of years, and she's been pleading and begging for somebody to put her to sleep, basically. The right to die with medical assistance, and she finally had that. I think yesterday she became the first person in that country to die with what they call medical assistance. Her name is Anna Estrada. She wanted to die the way she wanted to die, and she didn't go out. She couldn't get out of bed, so she couldn't go out into the street and stand in front of a truck. She couldn't get a gun because she can't move her arms. She can't move her legs. She couldn't put herself out. She can still think. And that's all she could do. So in her thoughts and her desires, she asked a court to give her the right. She decided that she wanted to end her life, and she wanted to do it now. And she didn't want those people who helped her to be punished. So anyway, she's the first person in that country to get the right to die with medical assistance. She's been struggling. She had no life at all. She might as well have been dead. And so through this, it would seem to me not only thousands of Peruvians will understand this, but people around the world. She's 47 years old, and her body wasted away. She had no skin tone, no muscle tone, no nothing. She couldn't move. She presented with these symptoms as a teenager. She started to use a wheelchair when she was 20. She couldn't walk and had spent the rest of it. She's 47 years old. So imagine spending more than half of your life either in a wheelchair or not being able to move at all. And so this is the result of it.
Well, and there are people who are quadriplegic and paraplegic, but there's this level of pain and continued wasting away. Like she was essentially just waiting to die.
Yep. So Canada allows it. Belgium allows it. Spain allows it. England does in some circumstances. I remember a very, very good friend of mine who I love dearly. His name was Eric Keddie. He was a professor at one of the Oxford colleges. His wife was a teacher. My wife went to work in England to get her school practicum, and she was working in an infant school in Kidlington, which is near Whitney, which is kind of near Oxford, and he in his later years, his mother committed suicide, so at the end when he was sick, he basically did the same thing by mixing a bunch of pills together. He'd asked to have medically assisted suicide, and he didn't get it, so he just took care of it on his own. He was 80, I don't know how old he was there, he was 84, 85 or something at the time. It's illegal in most Latin countries. I think Colombia has legalized it, but Ecuador is supposed to decriminalize it. Other countries around the world, I don't know what it's. Middle Eastern countries, I think it's probably prohibited by Sharia law and by, you know, the Muslim tradition. I don't know that for a fact, but I don't think that it's something that should be governmentally controlled, religious. You have your beliefs, great. You want to end it all, you should be able to. That may be the most controversial statement that I made for a long time, but I've been very consistent about this over the years, very consistent about believing that this is the smartest thing, the best thing that could be practiced. Allow people to do what they want. Sound mind, sound, they're not some sound body, but if they're sound mind, you know. And even if they aren't, you know, if you don't want to live, then why keep people alive? What's the point? What's the idea here? Oh, you know, no, there's no well. If somebody is not well and they don't want to live, then let them die.
If there's no hope, if there's no, like, right. There are some situations where suicide is not the answer, assisted suicide, euthanasia, that all that is not the answer. But if it is one of those things of, like, there is legitimately no light at the end of the tunnel, medically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let somebody move on to the next.
Yep. The next life, if you will. We're talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse and the ship and stuff. Also in Baltimore, there is, because of Earth Week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Baltimore has introduced a new thing called Mr. Trash Wheel. Have you seen this? This is a garbage-gobbling machine that eats 5 million pounds of garbage a year. Apparently, this machine has become one of the most beloved residents of this area, and it's been in service for a number of years. Mr. Trash Wheel. He was installed in the harbor in 2014. There was another trash-collecting wheel, which was put into a different part of the city called, is it Gwinda, the Good Wheel of the West? I think that's what it's called.
That's funny.
Imagine, though. It has sort of a tongue, a belt, a conveyor belt that picks up all of the garbage and that sort of thing and dumps it into dumpsters. 5.5 million pounds have floated into the conveyor and into the trash tub. So he's got, the Mr. Trash Wheel has a fan club. The Order of the Wheel is what it's called. And you can join if you pledge to reduce reliance on plastic and stuff. So there are 4,500 homes that are powered by the electricity generated from the incinerator of the waste that's collected by Mr. Trash Wheel. So, oh my God, this is, again.
I like the googly eyes he has.
Yeah.
Googly eyes.
Yeah. Mr. Trashman, where can you go? Da, 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 Mr. Trash Wheel. Yep. Let's see. This is his wife. Apparently, Gwinda and Mr. Trash Wheel are connected in some way, shape, or form. And they've, you know, miles and miles and miles of trash on land and on the sea have been eaten up by this garbage gobbling thing called Mr. Trash Wheel. God love him. And whoever it was that figured out how to do that. Speaking of figuring things out, don't forget, this is a special time for people losing weight to be motivated. The 27th anniversary continues. Huge savings at Calitrin. Toploss.com, the website. See how the program can work for you. I'm proud to be connected with these people, helping with health and wellness goals. 27 years. It's a fabulous company, fabulous product, or products, because they have more than one. Imagine losing weight the natural way. You don't have to go on a crazy diet. You don't have to take all kinds of pills and things that are, you know, you don't know what's in them, frankly. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. Educate yourself about Calitrin. And then buy the product, try it out, see what happens. Money back if it doesn't work. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, and you can save a lot of dough and plus get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin to save weight and your life.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At the hour on the Good Day program. Is this Rebel Wilson?
Yes, along with Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow and Anna Camp and more from the finals in the first Pitch Perfect movie.
Pitch Perfect. That's okay. There were a couple of those movies, were there not?
Three, yeah. Three. And then there was a spinoff with one of the other characters. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, apparently she's, you said she was Australian, right?
She is. She, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's part of the colonies, the British Empire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So apparently she gets around because she's a well-known actress, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's talking now publicly about being invited to an event by an unnamed member of the royal family. There were drugs and orgies and stuff going on. So the first person that comes to mind is Andrew, right? Prince Andrew, would he have been responsible for this? It seems with his reputation that he might have been, but she's not saying who it was, so why talk about it? I guess I find
she
fault.
She has a book out, and this is one of the things, so one of the items that people are gravitating to in her book.
So what? You know, I mean, what? She writes a book, that's for her, she can write a book and she can promote it, but who is she hurting by going through all this, or this is just, we'll tell the sensationalized stories so we get people to buy the book and they'll read stuff that, you know, okay, everybody wants to read about a good orgy, right? And so let's talk about our orgy or drinking and liquor.
Yeah, her book, Rebel Rising, is it's on my to-read list. It talks about a bunch of different things that she experienced and being cast overweight and then, you know, working to lose weight and people saying, don't lose weight or you won't get jobs and all of this stuff. And one of the blips that people are gravitating to, amongst many more, is that she was at some event and then somebody in the royal family started talking to her friend and was like, hey, we need more women to come to this party. And it was like at some tech billionaire's party. And once they were there, she noticed there was a bowl being passed around of candy. And then it got to her and she went to take a piece of candy and realized those aren't candy, those are pills. And then kind of looked around and noticed what was actually going on. And it was this like Renaissance themed thing or something like that. And so she says she hikes up her maiden dress with the big cone hat and hightailed it out of there.
Yeah, okay. So enough of that. Here's another story that's trending social media. The name Chris Pratt, along with his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger. Yes, she's the daughter of Arnold. People in the neighborhood in Brentwood, where they bought a house for $12 million, turns out it was an historic home. It was built in 1950, designed by some fabulously well-known architect. I don't know who this guy is, but the point is that it was they're going to build a farmhouse mansion, and the people who are in the family of the guy who designed the house say, "Oh, this should never have been touched," and it's a bunch of hooey. But this is the kind of stuff that people gravitate to. Oh, yeah, look at, do you see what Chris Pratt's doing? Look at the McMansion he's going to build, and he's got a lot of money, and Schwarzenegger's got a lot of money, so they don't care about the neighbors, the neighborhood, blah, 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 blah. Why would you get involved? Shut the hell up. And let, you know, I find this kind of stuff. It goes on everywhere. As I said, I get it here. When I'm doing stuff with the development, I'm looking at pictures. It was a really kind of strange-looking, very modern house for the late 40s and early 50s. And so here's somebody writing on social media, "I didn't need another reason to hate Chris Pratt, but he was kind enough to remind us all why he's the worst of all the Chrises." Huh? What? Get a life, lady. If they wanted, they bought it. You don't like what they did, then why didn't you buy it and do what you want with it? Mind your own business. Oi. All right. There you go. 28 past the hour.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-5.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. David Pecker, a witness for the prosecution, returned to the stand in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City Tuesday. The former National Enquirer publisher is accused of paying Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of an alleged catch-and-kill scheme to suppress a story about an affair involving the former president. Prosecutors aiming to establish a pattern that connects to the alleged $130,000 payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses campuses across the nation. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather forecast to impact the Plains Midwest beginning Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
What have you got to say?
Can you believe he just said that? Tell Doug what you think. Don't like something we're talking about? Well, let's see if you can do better.
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
Call 855-999-3684 and steer the conversation. That's 855-999-DOUG.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
You know what we gotta do?
Toga party.
We're on double secret probation, whatever that is. We can't afford to have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Yeah, I think they like the idea, Hoof.
John Belushi and the cast of Animal House. There they are. There's a motivator for you. 34 after the hour. Speaking of motivation, this is the Good Day program here to help you move through the day if you have a lot of difficulties to deal with today. Maybe You can overcome them by having patience and perseverance. That's kind of what I'm thinking about the day anyway, considering what's going on technically around me. Yeah, patience and perseverance. Let's be inspired by thinking that way and think that, okay, yep, today is the day and tomorrow's a better day. We're out of Mercury tomorrow, so that should hopefully stand for something or other.
Yes, it should make things easier. But once Mercury goes direct, because we always talk about that 2 week, there's the 2 week shadow. So yeah, for the 2 weeks leading up to a Mercury retrograde, we start to notice things getting a little wonky. And it happens when Mercury comes out of that retrograde, goes direct, where there's still another 14-day period where it's not as drastic, but still kind of be cautious.
Okay. Don't make snap decisions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, it's Army Reserve Day. Congress, back on this date, 1908, organized a group of 160 doctors to form the Medical Reserve Corps. It was the goal at that time to equip the people that were in service with a team of professionally trained medical practitioners to take care during a national emergency. And so President Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt, who was, I guess, probably one of the greatest citizen soldiers in the Army Reserve, signed a bill, and through that, the National Defense Act of 1920 came about. The organized reserves officers were in this, and the first members of the officer corps in the Army Reserve were these doctors. And so since then, you know, if you've been in the Army Reserve, National Guard, specializing in training professional soldiers that are used only in times of war, they're at the ready, they're standing by, trained men and women to support if we've got a battle, you know. And they use the reserves, also the National Guard, to do things in states sometimes. But they've had an important role in both world wars, certainly in Vietnam and Korea, any conflict that has involved us before and after September 11th. Yep, the Army Corps is right there, the Army Reserve. So you tip your hat to them and think about the things that are needed to keep these people prepared. You ever go by a National Guard armory and look at the equipment that they have there just on the ready? The U.S. Army Reserve right now has 188,703 soldiers in and around communities all over the country. The Army Reserve. So you kind of think about what they have to do, the weekend warriors, to stay trained, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. All right, speaking of the military, there are a couple of helicopters that collided during a parade rehearsal, and the people, there were five on each of the helicopters that were killed. This is in Malaysia. The helicopters were carrying seven crew members. There was one, this was the military helicopter, and then it crashed into a lightweight helicopter that had three people. That's why there were 10 altogether that were killed instantly. All the victims were involved in this parade. So they were rehearsing. But how often do you hear things like this? You know, remember when the Flying Angels, when they're a crash in the last few years involving, remember that?
And it happens, like, not just in rehearsals, but during the event where you have all those spectators and all those children seeing it. And then there was something recently, too, where it was, I want to say, a fair of some sort, where there was also an activity of people flying their planes or doing something or doing stunts, and somebody lost their life as well. It is truly dangerous.
I don't remember
off
the top of my head. Yeah. All right, let's see here. What's going on with Donald Trump? When in doubt, talk about Trump. Right? That's it. That's always going to be, that'll capture our attention.
That's your new motto.
it may be good for 60 seconds worth of a conversation on the air. The prosecutor talking about Donald Trump yesterday in a single sentence, quote, "He knows what he's not allowed to do, and he does it anyway." So the incessant testing of the gas, good Doug, the gag order protecting the witnesses and the court staff and the jury. I think this is a pretty good description, pretty much, of what he does all the time. He knows he's not supposed to, but he does it, and I would add, like a child.
He takes his restrictions as like a dare, a triple dog dare.
It applies to everybody else, yeah, not to me. So this is a guy who's likely to be elected the next president of the United States. I don't even like to put those words into my mouth, but they, you know, Biden has no business being there. Trump really doesn't either, except if he could, you know, if you go through the policies from some of the folks that are around. But nobody wants to work with him. All the people that were in the cabinet before, they don't want to work with him anymore, except for that flat-footed fool that was the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, who was a horror show. I don't know anybody else. I haven't heard anybody else say, oh, yeah, I want to go back with Trump. Because everybody that gets involved with him goes down, you know, in flames. Look at Michael Cohen and what's happened to him through this whole trial thing. And you can, those of you who love Trump can say, ah, he was no good to begin with. Well, at some point in time, Trump thought he was good because he hired him to do his work for him, to do his bidding for him. So anyway, the judge has been asked to fine Trump $1,000 for every time he violates the gag order, which would at this point be probably hundreds of thousands of dollars. And whether that comes to pass or not. But think about the time that we're talking about this. You know, and the guy, again, I say, Ronald, I used to say that about Ronald Reagan, but it was a positive. Ronald Reagan used to, when he went into a room, would suck. You know, we all know people like that. They suck, and it wasn't a bad thing, sucking all the energy out of the room. These figures are bigger than life. Trump is bigger than life. And I maintain that Ronald Reagan was, too. And most people that are presidents are bigger than life. They get to that point. I don't feel that way about Joe Biden. I don't know that he, you know, sucks all the energy out of the room. I remember Bill Clinton was somebody who very much sucked all of the... I was in the room with him many times. And he would come in and command the attention.
Like, even before saying anything, some people just have that energy field around them.
Yeah, exactly. Doug Stephan and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Montana woman's final words before she died after visiting a sushi restaurant. So I've been, how often have you heard me say sushi's bad for you, it's horrible, don't eat it?
Yeah, but this wasn't even the fish. It was uncooked, how do you say, morel mushrooms?
Yeah, the morel mushrooms in the sushi roll.
Well, you would think they'd know better. Eat those uncooked. They have this chemical that is actually really toxic.
Well, how'd they get into the sushi roll in the first place? How would she have known? Did she know they were in the sushi roll?
Yeah, that's what the sushi roll was. And the sushi roll, even like stated, it had uncooked mushrooms for this restaurant to definitely not know any better.
Well, the restaurant should be held responsible no matter what. Mm-hmm. And maybe she should have known not to do it. After she ate it, they called for an ambulance, went to the hospital. She was in full cardiac arrest. Her skin was tight. Her fluids were building up in her system. She was in horrible pain. Her esophagus was damaged by eating this stuff.
Yeah.
She was put on a feeding tube, and then, you know.
Did you know about these mushrooms that if you eat them uncooked? Because I've seen them in, like, I like them cooked. I eat them cooked. I've seen them in restaurants, but they're always cooked. I had no idea that if they weren't cooked well enough or left uncooked entirely, that they are toxic.
Mushrooms can have, if you don't know what you're eating, if they're not commercially cultivated, then, and these are not necessarily commercially cultivated, obviously, you wouldn't grow something that was poisonous. And I think that's part of the problem with sushi. There's so much stuff in these things that you don't know is there. You know, you may say, oh, I love it, it's great raw food. And I would say to you, as a farmer who believes in the organic world, that eating uncooked vegetables, probably the best thing in the world for you. But eating uncooked meats and fishes, you don't know what, and when I say fishes, I mean different types of fish that are not cooked. You don't know where they come from. You don't know what, you know, there's all kinds of stuff around now. I've said to people any number of times when they're talking about eating beef and stuff, if you don't cook it through and through, If you don't cook pork through and through, if you don't cook anything that has flesh, you don't know what you're eating. You could be eating something very dangerous because there are very few things that are met these days to oversee the quality of the fish that you eat, the meat that you eat, the pork that you eat, the chicken that you eat. If you don't cook it through and through, you'll get sick. Chances are better than 50-50 that chicken, especially these days, but pork, yeah, we've known about pork for a long time. Mm-hmm. You can't eat that stuff. So maybe I should have put this in the Food, Farm, and Family Department, but I thought it was worth a few minutes of our time. Here's another story about somebody who moved in the wrong direction and kicked the bucket. But this guy that we're talking about died on a vacation. Family in Canada searching now for this man's body because they got the wrong body. They went to the funeral home, and the guy who died wasn't in the casket. Somebody else was in the casket. And so where did the body go is the question. You hear these stories from time to time, but more often it's the ashes that get sort of mixed up or messed up, or whatever.
The body they did have, where's that family? Are they like, did they get the other one? Or were they like, hey, where's our guy?
Do they know what they got? I guess is as much as anything else. What the heck? Do you know what you got? And then you can come around to thinking, well, does it make any difference, the ashes you get? It's a principle, but they're ashes. It's like going to the fireplace. Somebody's going to reel at that. But, if you're dead, you're dead. I get the attachment. I wouldn't want, when my father was cremated, I knew it was him because I saw what they were doing. But there have been other people in our lives, probably all of our lives, that have come to some fate, and when they die, what happens to them? They're done. So, the aftermath is not particularly important, but maybe you'll object to that thought, so I'll leave you to think about it. It's 48 after the hour.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get at it. The theme from Crocodile Dundee, when the first movie came out, was one of the most successful movies, action movies of the decade, if not of the modern era of movies. This was something that came from nowhere. This guy, nobody ever heard of him before, and yet think about the attention that this thing grabbed in the movie business and from people who wanted to go have a good time. It was amazing, wasn't it, Chucker? Think about how fabulous the focus on this movie was at the time.
I got to tell you, that was a great setup. Good job.
Thank you. You're welcome.
No, that really was. Yeah. You said it all. This day in movie history, April 24th, 1986, a movie called Crocodile Dundee premieres in Australia, and then they bring it here. It stars an actor named Paul Hogan, who nobody in the States really knew who he was. It goes on to become the number one grossing film of 1986, released in the U.S., $174 million in box office here, $153 million overseas, $328 million total combined overseas and domestically. It puts Paul Hogan on the map, and that was the definition, as you just stated, of what they used to call back in the day of a sleeper hit, which does not exist right anymore, sleeper hits. Everything is pre-manufactured. They don't sign the check unless they know it's a named property, so yeah, on and so forth. But these are the good days in movies, Doug. The 1980s, and Crocodile Dundee did very, very well back in its day in the 80s.
I agree. All right, here's a story about Zendaya. Okay, you're going to have to... I know that she's an actress. She's talking about her kissing scenes in the films that she's been in. So what films has she been in?
She's been in the Spider-Man franchise opposite Tom Holland, who I think she is his girlfriend, and she's been in the Dune series, Dune 1 and 2, and both those franchises have been very big. She stars in her own movie, which she's the main draw, called Champions, which is a tennis movie, but it's a love triangle. It opens this Friday. It's tracking around a $15 million opening. I think the budget's like $50. This is a big movie for her in terms of, can she open a movie by herself? I think her biggest, the best thing she's ever done in her career, I think, is go by one name, Zendaya. I'm serious. Like, that is, it's interesting to people when you go by one name, and she's able to do it. She also models.
Is she a good actress? Is she a good actress? I don't know that much about
her. She's a pretty decent actress.
Jay, what do you know about Zendaya? What's the story
with
her? Yeah,
Zendaya, her new movie, Challengers, looks really interesting. Of course, she's well known for Euphoria.
Yes.
And she has range. Like, she is very, very good. She is not one to be typecast.
So, what is this new movie, Challengers? What's that about?
That's the tennis movie.
Ah. Yes,
where she was like ranked number one, and then has an injury that ends her career, and so she turns into a coach. And
sounds very exciting.
Getting good reviews. 95. I don't know if you know about that Rotten Tomatoes thing. 95% positive.
Yeah, my show has a 99% positive rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, that's
too.
Really good.
Yeah, nice.
That's really good.
Fabulous.
What about my exciting segment? 42.
Your segment, probably a 19 run. Okay. All right, what else is going on? Do you have one?
I just read Al Pacino signing on to do an Exorcist horror movie.
What?
The Ritual, yeah. It's going to play a priest who, I guess these exorcism movies keep going and going. You know, Russell Crowe did one last year called The Pope's Exorcist, which was moderate. It was watchable. And I just read he signed on to do another exorcism movie that has nothing to do with that other movie. So I guess they churn these. There's always an interest in these exorcism movies.
Yeah. Among whom? Jay likes to watch those things, probably.
No, those ones are very scary. Like, those ones are traumatizing.
Are they? Chuck, do you like those movies? And are you like that crap?
I think The Exorcist from 73 is the best horror movie ever made.
Yeah.
But they've done a lot of them. They've done, it's almost been done ad nauseum. So they don't have the effect they used to. Let's put it that way.
So there were, there have been a lot of trends in movies. For example, the biggest thing for decades, probably from the 20s until, the death of John Wayne in the 70s?
Western.
Cowboys, westerns.
Yes.
They were the big thing. And now you have a hard time finding one.
Hopefully Kevin Costner with this new movie, Horizons, is going to be a big, big Western coming out. I think it's in June.
The one that he and Robert Duvall did with Annette Bening, I forget the name of it. That was a very violent movie, but the story.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, between the two of them was quite good, actually. The bad guys were really bad, and the good guys were really good, and that's what you want, right? In a good cowboy movie, right. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day Program 50.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.